If your dog or cat could talk, they probably would tell you they're not too thrilled about being fixed. But when it comes to a guaranteed fixed rate on their annuities, owners are pretty happy with the security of knowing that the rate of return they'll be receiving from their annuity is fixed. People equate a fixed rate with a safe and secure investment, but fixed has a different meaning to the insurance companies issuing the fixed rate annuity than it does mean to you. They go by their version of the golden rule, which is that since they have the gold, they get to make the rules. And according to their rules, the fixed interest rate that they promise to pay you on your annuity is not necessarily fixed for the full term of your annuity, but rather only for whatever period they decide they'll guarantee that specific fixed rate. Buried within the fine print of your fixed rate annuity, and there's very rarely anything fine in fine print, may be a provision that states that the guaranteed fixed rate that you're credited with in your annuity is only guaranteed for as little as a year. Although if you shop around, you can find companies that will guarantee their interest rate for as long as 10 years. The actual interest rate that you receive after the guarantee period is left to the insurance company to determine. And although there is indeed a minimum guaranteed rate, the rate is low, generally around 3%. So, for example, while the rate that attracted you to the particular annuity is only guaranteed for 1 year, you're left with a surrender period that will penalize you if you decide to leave that annuity for a better-paying investment at the end of that first year. Generally, as with certificates of deposit, the longer the length of the duration of the annuity, the higher the interest rate that the insurance company will commit to, and in fact, you may find a close correlation between the guaranteed rates in a fixed-rate annuity and the rates for a bank-issued certificate of deposit for a similar period. I don't know the investment track record of Nostradamus, but when you're trying to determine whether you're better served by a long or short-term annuity, a key factor is whether you think interest rates will rise or fall in the upcoming years. If you think that interest rates will be rising, you'll want to commit to the shortest period possible so that at the end of your annuity, you can get a new annuity with a new higher interest rate. If, on the other hand, you think interest rates are likely to go down, you'll want to get an annuity with the longest period of guaranteed interest rate you can. Look for annuities that guarantee your rate for the longest possible period. Some companies will guarantee your rate for as long as 10 years. Also, look for an annuity that does not have a surrender period that lasts longer than the guaranteed interest period. So, if it makes sense for you to get out of the annuity, you can do so without having to pay a surrender fee. This is particularly important because once your initial guaranteed period is run, you are like Blanche DuBois in A Streetcar Named Desire, depending on the kindness of strangers, in this case, the strangers at the insurance company, to determine the return on your investment. You also should ask your annuity salesman for documentation on the renewal rate history of the company offering an annuity you're considering buying. If the company you're considering has a history of paying competitive rates, even after the guarantee periods have lapsed, you can certainly feel more comfortable dealing with them. If you presently have an annuity that's beyond the initial guaranteed interest period, yet still within the surrender period, you're not entirely without options. You can make a tax-free 1035 exchange and purchase a more appropriate annuity that will pay you a higher interest rate for a longer period. Of course, if you're still within the surrender period of your original annuity, you'll have to do a bit of math to calculate how much more you will earn with the new annuity and how long it will take you to recoup the cost of the surrender fees incurred when you exchange your original annuity for a new annuity. As a matter of investment strategy, you may wish to also consider the length of the new surrender period, which comes with the new annuity. An important provision in a fixed-rate annuity is the bailout provision. This term, which is found within the fine print of your annuity contract, permits you to get out of your annuity without any penalty if, after the initial guaranteed interest rate period, the insurance company renews your annuity at an interest rate that's lower than the original rate by at least an amount designated within your annuity contract, which may be 1%. So, for example, if you had an initial guaranteed interest rate of 5%, and at the end of your guarantee period, the insurance company offered a new guaranteed rate of 4%, you'd have a specific period of time after receiving notice of the proposed renewal rate to decide whether to either accept that new guaranteed rate or take your money out of the annuity without having to pay any surrender fees. It's important to remember, however, that if you do withdraw your money from an annuity to invest in something other than an annuity, you will be subject to a substantial federal income tax penalty if you are under the age of 59 and a half. On the other hand, it should be noted that if you do decide not to bail out and instead accept the new guaranteed interest rate, a new surrender charge period also begins.